Okay, here we go.
Hello, ladies
now,
and gentlemen.
Listen up, our mics are a little bit loud, so listen down.
That's a good way to start using radio speaker now.
Thank you.
Within our show. This is a little extra tidbit.
Sure.
This is what this is.
We're using our old intro.
Yeah. And we're using this introduction to figure out what's going on right now.
What are we doing?
Well, I think first call to order is... We definitely have some stuff to talk about today.
Well, I haven't seen you in a week, so we have some stuff to talk about, yes.
Yes.
That's true.
We have some stuff that we might want the people to hear. Maybe. We don't know if we want them to hear about it.
Well, if we don't want to hear about them, we can cut them out because it's a podcast.
Yes, that's good.
That's nice.
So this is just going to be a little bit of extra stuff for the true fans and the fake fans. We don't discriminate.
That's right.
Of course. If you're
2020 equality. Fake fans, true fans... Ceiling fans, all fans are welcome.
And as long as you're a fan, though, if you're a human who doesn't like the show, get out.
Of course.
Because...
Why would you be listening to this if you didn't enjoy it?
Exactly. So you're listening to The Fan Show with Ruben and Luca. No, you just... I don't think there's any necessary reason to name this episode, this show... Because this is just a bit of a Ruben and Luke special.
Yeah.
In reference to our Get Cereal season a bit, but it's not Get Cereal anymore. This is something.
It's not Get Cereal.
So if you refuse to listen to Get Cereal, but you like us, you're probably just listening to this, and some stuff might be confusing to you. But otherwise...
Well, let's start off with that. You said you had some things related to our Get Cereal season.
Yeah, so...
That you wanted to, I guess, update people on, or what's the deal?
I wanted to ask you something about something. I like to keep it vague initially. So, if you've missed it, we had a 12-week season, 12 episodes.
I think it was 11.
Sure. Can you let me speak? We had... Let me
you know
live.
What, so, you don't want any corrections?
Yeah.
You want me to let all the lies and the untruths slip through the cracks?
I originally said let me speak, but I meant to say let me live. So, I wish you corrected me on that and then didn't kill me, and then I'd be happy. So
far, so good, right?
Doing wonderfully.
Okay.
So, we had 11 shows, and... If you missed it, Ruben, or those at home.
I missed it. Oh, I missed all 11 shows.
You idiot.
I wasn't here for any of the weeks. The producers got pretty angry at me.
They got very angry.
But I thought you did a good job.
But I carried on my own. And what I did, entirely on my own, is traded a paperclip up for some different items.
Right.
And we also accumulated some other items from our listeners on summer shows.
Hell yeah.
And we've decided to split those items up.
Uh-huh.
What have you done with your items?
I took one of the items, I think.
Did you only take one item?
I think I only took the surfboard, didn't I?
It's not a surfboard. Mate.
Sorry, I wasn't here, obviously. I took these.
Where did you get the surfboard from then?
I took the snowboard.
Yeah, and you didn't take any of the trinkets?
I don't think so.
You took some post-it notes, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Have you used them?
They're still floating around at home somewhere. I'm still going through my old list of post-it notes that I have.
Have you posted them anywhere?
Not the ones I got.
But they're at the bottom of your stash.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm getting close.
You've used some other post-it notes.
Don't push me.
Okay.
I'll use them. I swear to God, I'll use them.
That was the idea, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, the reason I bring this up is because my stuff has just been lying around my room.
Of course it has. Just... what else did you expect?
But like...
I've seen multiple of the things in there when I go over to your room sometimes.
Yeah.
You went there, I don't think, but I went to your room. I did a little bit of a tidying up.
Thank you.
I got bored after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's why it still looks pretty messy.
Yeah, it's definitely more than a 20-minute job. No, but I haven't stashed them away anywhere. And I'm feeling like I need some purpose for them.
Right.
Because I got a snow globe and an empty bottle of perfume.
Mm.
Guitar Hero guitar. a disco ball.
Just really a bunch of useless crap that you don't want.
And I'm trying to pass them off as decorations. But the thing about
the disco ball is close.
Yes, but it should be hung up, but it's not. It's just sitting
on my
desk.
There.
Yeah. I've also got that plaque that has quote-unquote motivational words on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what it says because it disgusts me. It
wasn't very motivational.
Yeah, I felt very unmotivated looking at it.
To remember it.
Yeah. I wish that was memory motivation. And that's hanging up somewhere, and that's about the extent of the decoration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, was there a point to this?
I just wanted to know what you're doing with
it. Okay. Again, I just have the snowboard. I think you have the mug, which is the only really valuable item. And I would like to have that back at some point.
You know what happened? I had the mug in my room, mm-hmm. unused. And then my housemate came in and he was like, took some of, because I had some other dirty mugs in there, and he's like, oh, I'll take these,
no, no.
just the sink. And he just washed the clean mug like an idiot.
What an idiot.
And I was like, it's not a mug, mate, it's an ornament.
Right.
And I wish you would understand that.
You're listening to the Hypothetical Podcast.
The Melbourne Cup?
Yeah.
We missed that one?
Oh, absolutely.
I missed it. I don't know what I was doing, actually. Do you remember where you were when the Melbourne Cup was run? No.
Well, I was going to say, when is the Melbourne Cup? I know the day, but what time
it's,
of day?
Tuesday, the second... Yes.
Yeah, I know the date is the 5th.
First Tuesday in November,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a while away still.
No. It was on the 5th.
Yeah, well, the next one's a while away.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. What time of day is my question? Okay, you don't have to think that hard if you don't know. It's not that interesting.
It's in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was in an exam. If you have to know.
I don't have to know. Here's a little story from the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
A woman got dumped. No.
She got dumped on the
track. So far, there's little connection to the Melbourne Cup, but you just wait.
Yeah, okay.
The story is, in fact, a woman dumped a punter. This is the headline. Woman dumped punter moments before he won $800,000 on Melbourne Cup.
Wow, she's such a fool.
All right.
She should have waited to see. She's like, I could be a gold digger if all works out. But does this mean he placed the bet, then she dumped him?
Well, what happened was he'd already placed the bet. In fact, the race had finished. Mm. But if you didn't hear this, there was a little change of order because there was a protest by one of the horses, I guess.
Right.
Very vocal horse. Yeah. And one of the horses got bumped down a position. And then after that happened, the new results came in and this guy had won $800,000 off a $10 bet.
Wow, yeah. He must have bet like an exact order, right?
Yeah, I think it was an order thing. Yeah.
So maybe he got really, really angry that he was so close to winning, and the girlfriend couldn't stand it and broke up with him.
I don't think so.
Okay, do you know why they broke up?
It was just
where were the journalists? Excuse me, why did you break up? That's what I want to know.
No, I think it was just. Oh, they were just on a date. Like it was just. It wasn't like a relationship or anything. They were just on a date. It was just a. Some people they knew from high school. They knew each other from high school. And, what's your question?
So when you say it's just a date, it makes it sound like they're just seeing each other. It's early doors, right?
Yeah. Early doors.
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
None at all.
So with early doors, I don't feel like...
What does early doors mean?
It's like early days. It's just something I say.
Right. So it's like early days, but you mispronounced it.
It's like a mixture of fresh out of the gate and early days.
Yeah, right.
I think this is something that I originally stuffed up ages ago, but liked it and stuff with it.
I've heard it before.
I don't know. I can't tell if it's something, because I know it's early days, right? Mm. And I feel like maybe you've just heard me say early doors before. I don't know. But as far as I could tell, I might have made that up accidentally.
I'm pretty sure I've heard, you know, James Acaster,
yes.
comedian. I'm pretty
yes.
sure I've heard him say it.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think I took it from him, though.
Maybe it's an English expression. Maybe he took it from you.
Yeah, I think he did.
Could he have heard you fumbling around and making some errors and thought, I'm going to take that for myself?
Possibly.
Anyway, so...
Early doors in a relationship.
Right, yeah, that's right.
If it's not... if they're just seeing each other, just like a date, like testing the waters, or testing the walrus, as I like to say.
Did you say testing the walrus?
I did. If you're just testing the walrus... Early doors.
Okay.
Then I don't think it warrants like a face-to-face, quote-unquote, breakup or dumping. Right?
No, I wouldn't even say it was a dumping. She was just like, I don't think this is going to work out. I'm going to go home.
Right.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, fair enough. And then he won $800,000.
And did she...
She came back.
Did she try to say, April Fools, oh, November 5th, is it?
I didn't realize. Didn't go into much detail, but apparently she came back and was, like, celebrating with him, and then he was like, I think it's time for you to go.
I think that's fair.
I think it is fair.
I mean, how rich is she? That's the question. Because if she doesn't have 800 grand, kick her to the curb. A new
yeah,
status
right.
now.
Kick her to the what was that, sorry?
The curve.
All right. Makes sense. Oh, okay. Good story. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Ruben, a long time ago, I came to you with an issue. This issue being a slug in my shower.
I remember this.
I found another.
You found another slug, a secondary slug.
Not in the shower,
right?
But in the bathroom.
Could have been the first slug.
How long does a slug live?
Good question.
Because this was about 3 months ago, and this was 4 a.m. when I saw the slug the first time. It was before one of our breakfast radio shows.
Yeah, I remember.
And I came here, and then went to a full day of uni. I didn't have time to deal with it then. It was 4 a.m. Like, give me a break. I go home and it's not there. No idea if my housemates did anything with it or if it just made its way out. Mm. And then this morning, like in the middle of the night, I got up to go to the bathroom, saw a slug there.
Yeah.
I actually saw it making its way like towards the bathroom door.
Right. It's approaching.
Yes. And I thought, it's in the bathroom, it's in the bathroom trying to get out, sort of thing.
Oh, escaping.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
lock the doors.
And I thought, it's going so slowly, I could probably wake up in the morning and it'll still be escaping. But I was like, I can't bother dealing with this. I'll deal with it in the morning. In the morning, it wasn't there.
So it successfully escaped.
I guess so. But here's my question.
Okay.
So the slug clearly, like, made a entrance.
Yeah.
Snuck in.
Uh-huh.
And now it's sneaking out again?
Yeah.
Surely it either wants to be in or out. And if it can't make up its mind...
Right.
I want to know what's happening to this slug. I want to get inside the mind of the slug.
I think probably your bathroom is just sort of it's on the way, you know?
It's the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, it didn't want to be in there. That was just in the way.
Yeah, no one wants to be at Ringwood.
It was on the way and it was in the way. And yeah. It had to go through the bathroom to get to the bedroom.
Yes.
If that's maybe where it was headed.
Maybe. Well, there was no slug in the bedroom later.
Well, you know, your bedroom's pretty messy. Wouldn't bet on it.
I'd probably lift up my Guitar Hero guitar. And, yeah. Oh, there's a whole nest of slugs all having a party. Anyway, to the slug.
Yeah.
To find another route.
Yeah, right. So you're sick of the slug.
I'm sick of the slug. I'm sure the slug's sick of me.
Well, it's certainly not sticking around to hang out.
Yeah, it's sliding around.
Sliding out.
Yeah, in and out.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the slug sliding in and out ever again, but that's okay. I don't mind. Until I see him pay some rent, I don't want him at home. Same goes for you, actually.
That's fair enough. I sometimes I do spend a little bit too long, and I think maybe I should reimburse him for living in this space. Why would you pay for like how long would someone have to be at your house for you to be like, you got to pay up something, you know?
You got to pay up. Well, it depends how many resources they're consuming.
What if they're not consuming? What if they're just like ordering Uber Eats to your house every day and they're just having that, but they're just living there like on the couch or something?
Okay, and they're watching TV.
Nah, they're not using any electricity, gas, water.
To what extent would you say they're causing wear and tear on the couch?
Minimal. They're a light sleeper.
Like, physically light while they're sleeping.
Right, yeah. Then it's a child. Sorry, did I not mention that?
Okay. And they're ordering Uber Eats, are they?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, can you put a price on oxygen?
It's a price on real estate, like the actual space that they're in.
How annoying are they?
No, they don't say anything.
That's kind of annoying, isn't it? Hey, Jim.
You're right. That would piss me right off.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Jim.
That's $10 per irritation, at least. Depends to the.
So that's really what you're paying for when you rent a house is. You're paying for you're an allowance to annoy the other people in the house a certain amount.
I mean, ideally, I wouldn't have housemates, would I?
Right, of course.
So they're paying me for them to irritate me.
You'd live by yourself.
But I'm also... Hang on. So they're making it cheaper for me to live there, but I'm making it cheaper for them to live there. So we're paying each other to annoy each other.
Right.
I never thought of it that way.
That seems a doomed scenario, doesn't it?
Yeah. It turns out pretty well, though.
Okay. Speaking of living by yourself...
Yeah.
I came across a story which is vaguely related.
Fantastic.
It was about Emma Watson.
Yeah.
You know Emma Watson?
I do.
Personally?
She's a lovely girl.
I think she would object to being called a girl.
All right, she's a lovely boy. I didn't know that.
Seems a little patronizing. It's a
what do you, I don't understand.
Woman. How about woman?
Okay, well, she's back again. She's changed back. Doesn't bother me. All right, she's a lovely woman. Right. She was a lovely girl, then a lovely boy, and now she's a lovely girl again, but I'll call her a woman.
She did an interview with someone, who knows, I don't care, it wasn't us, so I'm not interested in it. But, and in this interview, she was asked about, like, living sort of independently and not in being in a relationship.
Yep.
And she said, she's like, oh, you know, I used to, you know, not enjoy it because of all the stigma around being single, but now I'm fine with it. And I've created a new term. I call it self-partnered.
Self-partnered. Mm. Does she know what partnered means?
I think she doesn't. It's obviously an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, because partnered means to have two.
Right.
Partnered.
It means two.
Coupled
right.
together.
It's part. Like, I mean, it literally comes from part.
Yeah.
So there has to be more than one part for it to become...
Maybe that doesn't. Maybe right. Maybe one part is enough.
You know, that's a good point.
Maybe when people say, you know, you're a part of a bigger system, maybe you're a part of a system that's the same size as you because you're the whole system.
Right.
One part.
No, I think you're being... That's pedantic. No.
Well, I think you're being pedantic to take it away from her.
Well, I don't think she's allowed to to abuse the dictionary like this. And furthermore, I think it's rude to rub it in our faces, you know, because, I mean, not me. I'm in a relationship. It's going great.
So you're trying to rub it in her face.
I'm trying to rub it in your face right now. That's right.
Right, of course. Am I allowed to say that I'm self-partnered?
Yeah, you can if you want to sound like a wanker.
Okay. Oh, you're calling Emma Watson a wanker now?
No. But it's coming out. See, this is the thing. As a celebrity, you can get away with saying a lot of things.
That's true.
And I think it's rude of her. I mean, look, we all look up to celebrities. Not all of us, but, you know.
Yeah.
We idealize celebrities and, oh, the celebrities are having such a great time, you know. Oh, they're rich and famous. And then for her to turn around and be like, yeah, I'm single, but I'm actually loving it.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we had. Just give us that, Emma, you know.
Yeah. I'm single and not loving it. And you're a celebrity, right? Do you need a win on every front? Far out.
God damn it, Emma.
So, I had a question about that, Ruben.
Yeah.
And I'm stalling while I remember it.
I'll help you.
It was going to be something along the lines of...
Keep it up. Like, it's wonderful. A+ on the stalling front.
It was going to be something along the lines
of... In fact,
of,
it's not really like you're stalling. It's sort of like you're getting there, but just very slowly.
Yeah. It was
something driving like, in first.
It was something along the lines of like, does she need to... Oh, I remember what it was.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'll call that a stall, to be honest. You were in first, you stalled, but now let's crank it back up. And...
So this is my problem. She's saying being single is good because it's like being in a relationship, self-partnered.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being self-alone? Isn't that what she should be really okay with? That's like saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with being a...
Yeah, so it's like she's gone, there's nothing wrong with being single. That's why I've come up with a new name.
Yeah, it's like, I've come up with a new name that makes it seem like I'm not single. Yeah. It's like, there's nothing wrong with being, you know...
Yeah,
a member of the Navy. It's like a water foot soldier. It's like, no, just say you're part of the Navy.
If there's nothing wrong with it, then just use that word.
Exactly. I'm glad I got the question.
Yeah,
we got there.
All right.
Also, what is wrong with being single? Don't tell me. I don't want to know because I'm fine with it.
Good. All right, moving on.
I need to blow my nose.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
Call it what it is, dude. Speaking of people... celebrities, actually, in relationships. Did you hear Keanu Reeves is in a relationship?
I saw that.
It was the first relationship he's been in after 10 years. And it's with a lady that he was working with, I think, about 14, 13 years ago.
Really?
And they're saying either he kept it a secret for 10 years.
Or who's there? They're saying Keanu Reeves and this woman?
No, he's not saying.
He's not saying. Either we kept it a secret for 10 years.
No, you know, them.
Well, be clear then.
The people.
The people. The
this
media?
This is what they're saying.
On the social media?
I'm saying it.
All right.
So I'm one of them.
Okay. So tell me what you're saying about this.
So what the people are saying. They're saying either they kept it a secret for 10 years or they stayed friends for 10 years. Or maybe they didn't even stay in contact and now got together.
Yeah, it's always interesting when that happens. I've heard of that, like you know someone for quite a while, and then at some point you start dating.
You're like, hang on, are you like really hot? let's not be shallow around here.
I won't be.
You go, hang on, is your personality like really, you know, in sync with mine? Hang on, are you really compatible with me?
Yeah, so it took...
Ruben?
It took 10 years for them to sync up.
Potentially. Maybe. But Keanu Reeves is a bit famous for many reasons. But right, one of them,
acting, usually.
Mostly, yes. But one of them is...
Karaoke.
He's no... Yes. And the third thing is his...
Music. He's really good at guitar.
That clearly was the point I was trying to make.
Okay.
No, he's known for keeping his personal life very private.
Well, of course.
But like very private.
Yeah, that's why they call it personal.
Yeah, I was going to say he's known for keeping his private life very private. And I was like, that could most people do that.
He's known for keeping his private life very personal.
Yes.
Could also work.
Yes.
Doesn't work as well.
It works, but it means a different thing.
So there's a section of the population that's theorizing, potentially conspiracy theorizing, that he's kept us in the dark, Keanu.
Yeah.
What's that about, mate?
Yeah. Well, I think people have asked him, and he's just like, oh, like in interviews, not just on the street.
Right.
Not his girlfriend. His girlfriend doesn't ask him, have you been together?
Are you keeping this a secret from me?
All these times we were seeing each other, you're saying this is more than friends? But,
Wish you'd discuss this with me.
Did you hear what happened to Keanu early in his love life?
He was in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Is that related?
It's crazy. I honestly couldn't believe it. I don't know how he was the only one.
It's a scandal.
Yeah. No, but, I don't know why I'm going to bring up this really sad, dark thing, but I'm going
okay.
to.
Okay. Bring it up.
He was with someone in, like, the 90s.
You know, it's very... I'm just waiting for the sad thing. It's going to be really hard not to laugh when it comes up. I know it's going to be real sad.
It's going to be really sad, Ruben.
I hope I won't laugh.
You will laugh.
I really hope I won't laugh at this.
You really shouldn't laugh.
It's really building it up now.
So, he was with someone in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
He was deeply in love.
Yeah.
You can't...
That's really a tragedy.
And that's the sad story. I mean...
Okay.
No, they had a miscarriage, Ruben.
Oh. No, I did it.
Yeah, good. And then later, she died in a car crash as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're a horrible person.
Because I really thought you were making that up that last...
No, I wasn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Keanu, we're sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's very sad. I don't know why I brought that up.
Yeah. It feels like you've trapped me in that.
No, I told you this whole time that it was sad, not to laugh. Prepare yourself emotionally.
You didn't tell me to prepare myself, and I did my best.
Okay.
And it wasn't enough. Anyway, thanks for that. I think we got to go.
Sad boy. Oh.
There's some people that would like to get into our studio, but... we're not quite done, so we will resume. Oh, no, we got time?
Do you got 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You know what I say, room?
Yeah.
Room?
Room? No. Surely not.
Ruben, but what I was going to say is screw him, but that was right in my head, so I combined screw him and Ruben.
Uh-huh.
Screw him.
I'm just going to go tell him to fuck off. And then we'll be back.
You're listening to the Hypothetical Podcast.
We are back. Ye improvised hypothetical. Let's go. You know the drill. Well, actually, you might not because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And you might not have ever heard one. But we are going to come up with a question on the spot. And we're going to do that by filling in some blanks. Well, we come up with a template and then we fill in some blanks.
So there's actually three different components of improvisation.
Right, okay.
One is coming up with a template on the spot.
Yeah.
One is filling in the template on the spot. And then third going, hang on, we've just made a question. It needs to be answered on the spot.
Okay, so what if, I think what if's a good start.
Yep.
What if all the blanks disappeared? But it was now it was time to blank.
Okay, what if all the Let me really think of something.
Yeah.
You know how, you know, it's easy to go for trees,
right,
or chairs. You gotta go obscure.
Okay.
What if all the garnishes disappeared at once?
Yes.
And what was the second part? It was time to blank.
Yeah.
It was time to eat.
So, all right, let's set up the agenda here. We have to eat. That's a given.
It's time.
Of course.
We've waited long enough.
Yeah, I think we've waited long enough. And the jig is up. We've been waiting for 2 hours, and the chef's still in the kitchen saying we need a little bit more time. Something's going on in the kitchen. Maybe they've lost something. Something's disappeared. That's
could be
my
some
theory.
Kind of greeny topping.
Yeah, because I feel like it's been a lot of time. They've probably done most of the dish, but maybe there's like a little bit extra they haven't put the final touches on.
Yeah.
So maybe the garnishes have disappeared. So I guess now the question is, what do we do with that knowledge? Do we just ring up the chef and say, it's fine, we don't need the parsley that bad?
Yeah. Well,
you know what? 9 out of 10 garnishes aren't worth it.
I was about to say, who really needs garnish? Yeah. If all of a sudden there was no such thing as garnish, all the garnishes have exploded.
Yeah, exploded.
Like
in a hail of green leaves.
Yeah, it's like, is that even a code red? It's not even a code yellow.
It could be a code green, but that would only be wordplay based on the color of the garnish.
Yeah.
It's definitely not an issue at all, I would say.
It's definitely someone running into the Prime Minister being like, we got a code green, which is not a thing, but I made it up because it makes sense because garnishes are green. Yeah, the garnish
is
gone.
It's just a little attempt at humor. You're fine. Ah!
No fuss, though. It's just if the messenger came in and said, it's no biggie, garnish is gone, just thought I'd give you the heads up. The Prime Minister just goes, yeah, it's good. It is on a need-to-know basis kind of thing. And I do need to know that as the PM.
It's not the top of the list, trying to deal with this peace treaty with China, but, you know, garnishes have disappeared. Thanks for telling me, Colin.
Oh, now our gift offering of a parsley chicken is not going to go down as well. Mostly just because
we can't just give him a chicken, Colin. Get the goddamn garnishes back. You're going to ruin this whole deal.
It would have been fine if we didn't call it a parsley chicken. They're going to be saying, where's the goddamn parsley?
We can't serve up 50% of the ingredients in the title. Someone's going to be asking questions.
And I don't think they're going to believe that there's no more parsley.
We can't tell them the truth, Colin. What are we going to say? There's no more garnishes? I think they'll smell a rat on that one, if I'm honest.
And we'll come in and they'll be like, you brought us this chicken. It's rubbish. And it's time to eat. We don't have time to fix these problems.
Hurry up. Get it down your gob.
Told you you should have gone for the Peking duck. How long do you reckon it would take until every single person in the world was aware that there was no more garnish? Like, how long would it take for the rumor to spread?
You haven't thought about babies.
Yeah, all right. Well, like for it to become common knowledge.
Right.
Because I reckon if all the garnishes...
It would just disappear.
If they... All right. Just say, like...
Yeah. Who would be the first to notice?
We wouldn't say it disappeared, but, like, there was just no more garnish, right? Like, you go into the supermarket, like all production of it stopped and it just fizzled, right?
Right.
And you say, at this point, there's no more garnish. Yeah. Gordon Ramsay's being like, all right, there's no more garnish. I get it. I've come to terms with it.
Yeah, okay. He's accepted it. He was angry about it for a while.
He probably tells his wife and his children because it affects his day-to-day life.
Yeah.
He's not tweeting about it.
No, he's. I don't think he's even on Twitter.
Even if he does...
Good on him.
Even if he does tweet about it. You know, some of these followers, no more garnish, doesn't affect me, I'm not going to tell anyone, don't care.
Right, yeah.
I don't think I would know for weeks. I think it'd take me, considering I hardly know, if Donald Trump was like...
Well, someone would have to tell you. You couldn't just...
Stumble upon a lack of garnish.
Yeah, because
Walk into your kitchen, hang on, I feel like it's less garnish than usual.
Have all the garnishes disappeared? Something seems off to me. Yeah, someone would have to tell you, like, there's been an extraterrestrial event of sorts...
Yeah.
A phenomenon, and all the garnishes have disappeared.
Phenomenon gone.
All right, we'll cut it there, I guess.
They're talking about ending on a terrible note. That's Ruben's theory. If you ever hit a terrible note, G-flat, cut it.
The song's over, guys. All right, good.
That was funny stuff.
Yeah, we solved that problem. Glad we could help.
Thanks for tuning in. Would anyone care if the garnishes are gone other than Gordon Ramsay and Oliver Twist? You know, the other one, Jamie Oliver.
Right, okay, I was going to say, isn't he the guy that was said, can I please have some more?
Yeah.
I don't think he was talking about the garnishes. Maybe. But I don't think he was like having a roast chicken. He was like, where's the coriander? Can I please have some more? I think his main concern was the chicken, like not being able to eat. In fact, I think it was more like porridge.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the porridge, yeah.
How many different garnishes can you name? We got coriander and parsley. Basil. Yeah.
Are they just herbs? Is that even a garnish?
What defines a garnish?
What's a garnish?
We've answered this question. We don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of a herb, like oregano.
Cumin. I don't think oregano is a garnish, though.
Oregano is a little herb, though.
Yeah, but you don't sprinkle it on the top afterwards. You mix
don't
it in.
You? Oregano. That's fair.
I feel like it has to be...
So parsley, coriander, basil?
Because it garnishes something you sprinkle on afterwards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, basil. I reckon heaps of flowers. There are just heaps of flowers. Like, you can put inedible flowers. Or, I mean, not, like,
true.
Poisonous. You probably wouldn't want to do that. Yeah. But you could. But you just, like, pretty flowers on a dish and call it a garnish.
Yeah.
So does that mean all the flowers are gone?
No, they're not gone. You just can't put them on any food.
Right, okay.
If
yeah.
you it's like they're quite light and they float around. If you try to throw it on, it like, whew, like
right. A gust of wind catches it.
Every time.
That's so irritating. Can you place it on?
If you try to place it on, it's fine, but then woof.
It just blows the garnish off.
Yeah.
What if you mix it in? Then it's not a garnish.
No, it's not a garnish. That's the only difference. So all you got to do, just say you got some spaghetti bolognese, yeah. Put your flour on, get a teaspoon of bolognese, put it on top to hold it down,
uh-huh.
Go around the garnish loop. Oh.
Very clever. They won't see that one coming.
Time to eat.
Building up quite an ecosystem in our backyard.
In your backyard?
Yeah.
Wait, we are or you are?
I am. With, okay. Well, my family, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've had these ravens, two ravens that come and sit on a rock just yep. outside my room. There's like a pond there and they just kind of sit there.
Yeah. It's a good start to an ecosystem, isn't it?
Yeah. You want the aviation
yep.
first. And
or anyway. It doesn't have to be first.
Right. First or second.
Yeah.
Or anyway, you're right. So more than that. But we've had these ravens and Dad started feeding them because he likes the ravens.
So he's entered the ecosystem.
your
dad
right.
is part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, though. I think so.
Is he prey or predator? Is my
yeah,
question.
He's neither. He's just kind of an innocent bystander. And then we start getting these magpies in as well.
Yeah.
And there are these other birds, these miners, which are like grey. And Dad doesn't like the miners. They're,
why?
He's, I don't know.
Because the colour of their feathers?
Yeah. Cause
is he a racist?
Yeah, because I think miners are an introduced species.
Oh, that's so... He's literally a racist. Yeah. Like, go back from where you came.
He really has a thing against introduced species for some reason. I don't know.
Does
like
it
he,
stop at, like...
He likes animals, but he doesn't like them if they're not from here. If they're, like... If they come in and they steal the food from other species.
Yeah.
He doesn't like... He
what
doesn't
about
like...
if they steal the jobs from other species?
Yeah.
Because...
That's right.
Because he's starting to seem really questionable with his
good
morals.
Good analogy. Yeah, but he doesn't like meanness in creatures. He likes niceness. So he likes the ravens and he feeds them peanuts.
Right.
Anyway.
Do they eat peanuts?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, actually, he was explaining this thing to me, how he noticed that the ravens, what they would do is they would pick up the peanuts and once they were full, they would go bury them somewhere else.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
incredible.
Like for later, I guess.
Certainly not earlier.
Certainly not. I hope not. Otherwise, they've invented time travel and we've missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
So the other day, it was nighttime and mm-hmm. I saw a fox.
Yeah.
In my backyard.
Yeah.
And I just got a glimpse of it and I was like, oh, fox.
Yeah.
And then a few nights later, I saw it again. It was just like wandering around.
Same one?
I assume so. I don't know. But the ravens, by the way, the same ravens, but same. Well, we don't know for sure, but we're assuming because there's always two ravens, right?
Yeah.
So now the fox, I've seen this fox a second time. I'm like, oh, the fox is so cute. They are unbelievably cute creatures,
yeah, of
right?
Course.
And they're really athletic. I saw them jump a fence. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I went to my dad. I was like, Dad, you won't believe it. I saw a fox in the backyard, and he goes, a fox, and he gets really angry about the fox.
At you?
No.
You saw a fox, you
yeah,
dickhead.
Not me. He just gets really angry about the fox being in the backyard because,
as
again, foxes are an introduced species and they're killers.
Right, of course. And your dad being a vegetarian.
He's not at all.
Oh, no.
I don't know why he cares so much about carnivorous creatures, but he's one.
He should originally be from Africa as a human. Yeah. He's an introduced species into
that's right.
Anywhere else.
Don't tell him that.
I won't. I don't know how he'll live with himself.
He'll have an existential crisis on his hands. Anyway, so I tell Dad about the fox. He gets angry. Well, not like angry, but he's like, oh, that is bad news. Mm-hmm. It's a fox. We got to do something about the fox. And the next day he comes over to me. Actually, not the next day. I think it was maybe a week later or something. He goes, I think the fox has killed the ravens. Because he found a dead raven.
Oh, no.
Not in our yard, just like beyond our yard. There's like a school. It's the back of a school. Yeah. And he found a dead raven. And he's like, I think the fox has killed the ravens.
But didn't eat it.
Well, I get, no, he was like torn it up, you know. Right. It was the remains of a raven.
Oh, no, the poor raven. Mm. I remember one time our cousins gave us some ducks to look after.
Right.
And we were supposed to put them in a cage every night so the foxes didn't get them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you figured out where the story's going.
I don't, do the ducks eat the fox?
No, we've got to put them away one time and then they died.
Right, how'd they die?
By a fox. that's our bad on that one, guys.
Wow, so it seems like there's a bit of a pattern with these foxes here.
I feel like they like eating birds. Yeah, of any sort.
Aquatic or aviary.
Aviary works.
Aviary, yeah.
Like, yeah. It's fine with me.
Yeah,
so we also had some magpies that would come by, and there's a family of them, the mum, the pa, and the little baby magpie.
Mm.
And they'd waddle around in our front garden and would be like, what's up? And they'd go, bark. But we knew it meant what's up.
The magpies. That sounded like a duck sound.
Yeah, well, I tried.
You're getting your magpies and your ducks confused.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
No, they were all ducks, you're right.
Okay, right. Makes sense. They didn't swoop you ever?
No, they didn't, because they trusted us.
Well, because they're not magpies.
Right, it's starting to all add up now.
Yeah, here we go. The joke makes sense.
Starting to put the dots together.
Yeah, cool. All right, glad you figured that one out.
Well, it's I'm glad your dad. I'm not glad about anything, actually.
Yeah, it's really weird. There's one part of the story I didn't mention was prior to all this happening, prior to the ravens, at the back of the school where our back gate opens onto, there was a hole in the ground, and we were trying to figure out like what lives in this hole, and now we think it's a fox, and then later we found a hole under our house. And we were like, that's probably the fox as well.
It doesn't sound very structurally sound.
Our house or the hole.
Both.
Yeah, you're right. The house is going to... Well, if the house collapses, then...
The hole's doomed.
They're both screwed. Yeah. The house and the hole are in the pits, in the hole. Anyway.
Well, best wishes to the fox, best wishes
to the ravens. Don't tell Dad you wish the fox best to
Worst wishes to your dad. He's a racist, and I won't have it.
Don't say that to him.
I will.
All right. Give him a call.
All right. Coming up after this. Ruben.
Yeah.
You go shopping at the supermarket, right?
Of course. Who doesn't?
And you tend to buy the same thing every time, right?
Right.
Like roughly. You have like a selection of things that you would usually get.
You're right. I've never bought certain things.
Would you say that a vast majority of the things at the supermarket would just... No one...
Not interest me.
Not interest you at all.
Correct. I reckon 99% of things at the supermarket I have no intention of buying.
Who's buying that stuff? Because I seriously believe that I look at about 6 of the aisles and go, there's not a single thing there that would interest me.
You're ruling out entire aisles.
Almost. Sometimes, yes.
Like, that's fair.
Often I'll rule out the aisles where it's like the mops and stuff. And I'm like, I get it. If I need a mop, I'm straight to the mop aisle.
That's where I'm going. I've seen it before. I know exactly where to go.
So I don't mean that, because like every now and then, everyone needs a mop. You know, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not ashamed. I need a mop sometimes.
That's true.
But
how often do you need a mop, realistically? It feels like they shouldn't be that easy to find. You really only need one mop in your life.
And there's
maybe a handful of mops. Who's buying all the mops?
And there's about as many mops in the supermarket as there are maybe like packets of noodles, almost.
That's right. I mean, I'm never going to...
By volume, at least.
If you gave me all of those mops, there's no way I would use them all in my life. I'd get through 2 or 3.
But if I gave you all of the noodles...
Oh, I'd easily get through all of them.
Give it a year.
Give it a month, even. How many noodles are there? It can't be that many.
Well, it depends.
Pack a day? I'm a pack a day, bro. Noodles. Yeah, noodles.
But here's my other thought. This is because I've had this thought before, and I'm like, there's so much garbage, and like, surely no one ever gets it. You go down to, like, the aisle, and there's a very particular brand of, like, curry paste. You think, I'm never getting that curry paste. Right. I'm getting this curry paste.
Of course.
Right?
What kind of fool would be getting that curry paste? That's not the one I buy.
Exactly. But do you ever just go around the supermarket? And Ruben, if you don't do this, yeah. I implore you to try
a lucky dip?
No. Although, yes. So,
how about this? Go to the supermarket and everything you were going to buy, buy the product to the right of it. Try something new for once.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
Is that too much to ask?
But have you ever looked at someone else's trolley?
Spice things up. Sorry.
Have you ever looked at someone else's trolley?
Yeah.
And just said, who are you? What the heck are you doing?
You're living a different life.
Just, if I ever looked at someone else's trolley,
yeah,
and someone said, I would give you $100 to swap trolleys, I would every single time say, in no world does anything in that trolley have any use to me.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that?
That's true.
I see people shopping and I'm like, what are you doing with those products? And I can't even think, they're so foreign to me that I can't even think of products that I wouldn't use because they don't even enter my brainosphere.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever noticed that before? I implore you to go to the supermarket
and
look at someone else's trolley and just go,
yeah,
why?
Trolley watch, yeah. You're right.
Like, someone walking around with a yellow capsicum.
What the hell are you doing? There's two kinds of capsicum. There's red and there's green.
Exactly.
You don't mess with yellow capsicum, right?
Someone's got nappies. Like, that's forgivable if you've got a baby, maybe, but I don't see it anywhere.
Where's the evidence? Prove it. I guess if you're buying 1% of things at the supermarket, I mean, not every time you go, obviously, yeah, but you've bought 1% of those items that
of the
are
variety,
available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess everyone is buying 1%.
But my point is, why are they buying any other percent than the one I'm buying?
Right.
Because, well, I know what I want, and why would anyone want anything else?
I don't know. I guess that's a good point.
I want
Have you told
answers.
Them what you're getting? And maybe just put up a shopping list and then...
Yeah, that's true. The other thing, right, because I usually get a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty standard.
Yeah, it's standard.
A lot of people don't get fruit and vegetables.
Right, what's up with that?
I'm asking you.
Anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah, I guess they're too busy buying nappies.
Can't have that much nutritional value in a nappy.
No.
At all.
I can't prove it, obviously. Mm. But I would say there's next to none.
Yeah, probably.
You ever go to the supermarket and you try and shop for something, but you end up just buying all the things on special?
Yeah. Well, this is my housemates, I think, get annoyed at me for this because we do communal shopping. We
yeah,
kind of
actually, things. I was at your house and you announced what you'd bought and it was all on special. You were bragging about how many specials you'd bought.
No, it's... See, I don't delve into the other 99%. I stick to my home territory. I stay within the realms of my 1%.
Uh-huh.
But if one of those things happened to be on special,
yeah,
I'm buying 20.
Right, yeah. That's good. That's savvy.
Yeah, if they don't perish very easily,
mm-hmm,
you know, oh, I see some chocolate. Is that 10% off? Buy 100. Only paid for 90, mate. You're gonna be.
They stock 100.
Yeah, maybe. You're gonna be regretting it when you're eating the first 90, and then after that, you're like, "Boy, I'm glad I got these extra 10." I mean, obviously that's a joke, but I think I came home with 12 packets of tortellini once, each of them serving 4 people.
So, what is tortellini? That's a pre-cooked dish, is it?
No, it's a form of pasta.
Oh. But, so you just bought the raw pasta?
No, I bought the
Okay.
So, tortellini is not, like, by definition,
this is
pre-made.
Like a frozen food thing.
Yeah, you can freeze it, yeah.
And you bought how many? 12.
12, I think.
And what was the special?
Like, probably 30, 40% off. I remember it was like a good special. It wasn't like that 10% bullshit.
No, that checks out, definitely. Yeah. That's worth it.
Well, I checked them out.
And you bought them.
Yeah.
That's a good decision.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll be back next minute.
Straight away. Depends how good we are at editing, because as far as I'm aware, it's not going to be very long in your eyes. Or ears.
You're listening to the Hypothetical Podcast.
My dad...
Okay, it's a good start. It's a fantastic start. Hot out the gates. Delicious off the bat.
Right. My dad comes in to my room. I think I was in the main room. I think I was in the kitchen or something. Mm-hmm. And he comes to me and goes, Ruben, how often do you wash your hair?
He just bursts in just to ask
asked me that.
I can imagine him, like, you know, reading the newspaper and be like, oh my gosh, I need to ask Ruben how often he can wash his hair.
Well,
Ruben!
Turns out there was a reason he asked, because he just had a conversation with Maria about, for some reason, I don't know.
Is that your mother?
Yes.
Are you just mixing up Dad and Maria? Okay, yeah, yeah.
What? Out of curiosity, how often do you wash your hair?
Well, I'm going to say twice every 3 weeks.
Okay, so less than once a week.
Yep.
That's a good ratio. And you don't have a lot of hair.
Not heaps.
I have a fair bit of hair. I wash my hair once a week. That's what I told him.
Right.
And he has short hair, like quite short hair, and shorter than yours, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely shorter than mine.
Yeah.
And he goes to me, yeah, that's what Mum said. She said she washes her hair once a week as well.
How often does he do it?
Every day.
Every day. No.
With shampoo.
No. He can't.
He washes it every day. He just didn't realize that's not what you're supposed to do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's I think he's nearing 60.
And how many days alive is that, is my question. Is it hair on his head or is it just hay?
Is it just hay?
Or straw?
Like for horses.
As in?
I've never noticed. Well, I guess shampoo. I mean, can you overdose on shampoo?
Clearly, yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You mean how? I mean, I'll tell you how. You put too much shampoo in your hair once a day, far too much.
Why would it be bad to have to shampoo your hair too often?
Because it takes the oils out of your hair.
Does
and
it?
Dries it out.
Right.
Hence my straw joke.
Oh, yeah. I see.
In fact, I'm not even joking.
So
that's how they make straw.
Right.
And hay.
Out of human hair.
Yeah.
And they just shampoo
any kind of hair.
Okay. So, I don't know. I guess maybe you use a shampoo as well, but I mean conditioner as well to moisten it back up.
Was it you who told me that conditioner puts the oils back in your hair? Because
no.
It wasn't you. I remember someone saying...
I know precious little about hair products.
Well, so did I. And I remember someone was like, yeah, that's why you condition your hair after the shampoo.
Right.
Because it puts the oils back in. And I immediately went off to the shower and conditioned my hair for the first time in years. See, I'll admit, I don't...
It's looking good.
Thanks, man. I was going to say, I definitely don't over-shampoo my hair, but it goes without saying that I under-condition my hair.
Yeah, right.
100% definitely.
Well, if you're under-conditioning it, then you probably are over-shampooing it, aren't you?
Oh, gosh. I didn't think of it that way.
Think about that.
Maybe if your dad conditions it every time, I'm doing worse than he is. Yeah, it's all about the shampoo-condish ratio.
It's just about the ratio.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing he told me, he doesn't even use, he doesn't use soap. He just uses shampoo for his body.
No, that...
He must be flying through shampoo. He buys like a bottle a week. That's insane. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We will, if you're hearing this, I guess it's somewhere on a podcast of some sort. Mm. And yeah, thanks, I guess.
That's right. I'm going to Sydney, so I'll see you in 3 months.
This was a Sin Media podcast.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.